بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا، أما بعد. Foundation number 19. إذا تعذر المسمى رجع إلى القيمة. إذا تعذر المسمى رجع إلى القيمة. If the amount mentioned or stipulated is not determined, then the matter is referred to the value. Then the matter is referred to the value. Now, this foundation is different from Foundation 18 that preceded, because this foundation concerns transactions involving exchanges for goods where a price is set, or a substitute in payment is set. So this refers to exchanges for substitutes where a price or payment is agreed upon and is set between the exchangers in the transaction. So when it is not possible to know what is specified or mentioned, or when it's not possible for the article, for example, to be delivered, so in this case, or if it is because the mentioning of the amount is invalid due to some deception or some unlawful matter, then under these circumstances we refer to the value. And there is a difference between the price and the value. There's a difference between the price and the value. The price is that upon which the contract is being agreed upon. Like, for example, I sell you this book for $10. However, the value of this book in the market may be different, right? It may be 8, it may be 15. You understand the difference between the price and between and that of the value. Let's take an example. A person buys a measure of barley, a sa' of barley, and the sa' is a measure of weight, which is 2040 grams by the sa' of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if a person buys a sa', this measure of barley, from a person, then he spends it, he eats it. And it was not possible to know the price, neither from the side of the buyer nor from the side of the seller. Each one of them, when asked how much it was, he says, I don't know, I forgot. So here, you see now, here is what? It's not possible. It's not determined, you understand? It's not stipulated, you understand? So therefore, Therefore, we refer now to what? If they don't agree between themselves on something, we refer to what? We refer to the value. We refer to the value. No. طيب. We refer to the value at the time of the contract or at the time of demand. Do we refer to the value at the time of the contract or at the time when it was sought? Yes, during at the time of the contract. That is because at the time of seeking the value, it may be that the value went up or down. So it will be impossible to have justice. You understand? Clear in this example? This is an example on the application of this foundation. Now, do we say to the buyer, return the measure to the man, to the seller? We don't say that. Why we don't say that? Because the two parties agreed upon transfer of possession of this measure by way of compensating, isn't it? Transfer of the possession and stipulating an amount. Compensating, right? Exchange, isn't it? So now, the buyer's responsibility. What is the responsibility on the buyer now? Is the value. You understand? The responsibility now on the buyer is the value. So, in case it is not possible to know, to determine the value, then we refer to the value of the like at the time of the contract, when the contract was made. But suppose he takes the measure, you know, another example now, see the difference. If he takes the measure and he spends it on his family, in this case, he is liable for the like of the measure, because he didn't take it from its owner by way of substituting, by way of compensation. And this, by, you know now, the difference between this foundation and the previous one. This ruling or this foundation also applies concerning situations when we don't know of the wages stipulated, if they are not mentioned or determined. So it may be that these wages were forgotten. And this also applies in the transactions, in trade. But suppose from the very beginning it was unknown. In this case, the trade is invalid. And also the rental is also invalid. That is because from the conditions of a trade and renting is knowing the substitute for the exchange. Is knowing the substitute of the exchange. So if from the very beginning it was not known, then the trade contract is invalid. Similarly, if the price or the wages are forbidden, or there is an undetermined segment or part in them, then in this case, it is invalid. meaning the contract itself is invalid. Like, for example, he sells him and he says, I sell you this for wine. I sell you this, and the substitute is wine. Is this valid? Is this valid? This is not valid. This is invalid contract to begin with. You understand? The contract now in itself is invalid. Similarly, if there was jahala, unknown element in the trade, selling him something unknown, there is some kind of unknown element, so the contract is invalid. In this case, we refer to the liability exactly as the liability of things destroyed, as in the previous foundation. What is the liability of destroyed matters? If it has a like, then it is the like. And if it is of the form appraisable, then we take by the estimate. So if he, for example, wants to pay him back as a substitute something unlawful, we say the price here is haram. So we refer to the al-qima, to the estimate value. Similarly, with respect to this foundation also, regarding if there was no mentioning of the mahr, the dowry, if it is not stipulated or mentioned in the marriage contract, then we refer to mahrul mithl. We refer to the dowry of the mahrul mithl. What is mahrul mithl? Is the amount typically received as marriage payment by similar brides. You understand? If a contract was made and there was no mentioning of the dowry, or if it was forgotten, then we go to what is called mahrul mithl, the amount typically received as marriage payment by similar brides. Also, he rented him a house, and after 1 year, and when he came asking, it was not possible to know the due, what is stipulated as payment. Then in this case, it is binding to go for what? The amount typically used as rent for similar houses. Is that clear? Yes. What is this about the bridal? Yes, it is called mahrul mithl, mahr the dowry. The mithl meaning the like. You understand? Mahrul mithl. Let's write it down. And it is the amount typically received as marriage payment by similar brides. Is that clear? This is the explanation of this foundation. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira.